Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, as he normally does, although today we're going to talk a little more on a little more serious note, is the head instructor from Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today?
All right, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like your... Is that logo that you posted up, is that your new logo, or is that just a new rendition of it, or...?
No, that's... Well, it's my second logo. It's nothing like the first one, but it's been my logo for quite some time now. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It is. I was going to ask if you're going to make any swag with that, because, you know, if you had a hat or a patch, I would like to get one of those.
Yeah, no sweat, man. They're en route. I'll hook you up when I get them.
Okay. Now, in your day-to-day, whenever you train people, do you ever train law enforcement?
I used to quite a bit, and then I just kind of got away from it. There's always, you know, onesies and twosies law enforcement officers, like in an open enrollment gig. But from a standpoint of working with police organizations, I used to do that quite a bit. I don't so much anymore, and I'll tell you why. There is a very stark line in the mentality between law enforcement and military. And when I say military, I'm talking about combat arms military. It's a real simple issue. Whereas law enforcement, almost their entire psychological buildup to be a good police officer is to take people into custody. Whereas on the high end of the military scale, you know, a good soldier is going to do his best to close with and destroy the enemy.
Right.
And that is the conflict as I see it. And I didn't, you know, I always give 110% of what I got to give, but I started to see a pattern in the law enforcement involvement that I had where, you know, I was brought up straight combat arms. And even myself, I don't think I would make a very good law enforcement officer because of that fact. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But it's one of those difficult points of interest, but you never hear anybody speak to it on these large scale issues. But the, you know, law enforcement has to adapt. They have to, there's a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of conflicts that aren't going to be easily resolved, or actually could be easily resolved, were the leadership, and when I say leadership, I mean, you know, administrations, the leadership of your various levels of law enforcement and all that.
Right.
you know, it's amazing, especially today, in today's environment with social media and all of it, all the media stuff you can bring to bear on an incident. And there's been several bad ones here, you know, most recently. But either the cops do or satisfy the requirement, and then the administration hangs them out to dry, or they do nothing and they get hung out to dry anyway.
Right.
So I could not even begin to imagine what it must be like to be a law enforcement officer today and having to carry that kind of psychological burden, you know, whereas you want to give 110% of what you got to give,
right,
but you cannot trust your leadership to back your call.
Well, is there a need, in your opinion? So, like, you're talking about the regular police officer that's got to be out there. He's got to be a public relations guy. He might have to deliver a baby. He might have to be a counselor. I mean, all kinds of roles that they have to fill, and everybody expects them to fill them, except from time to time, when we have an instance like Uvalde or even in Buffalo, right?
Right.
From time to time, you don't need a psychological guy. You don't need a counselor. You need a pipe hitter.
Exactly, dude. But dig this. Coming back, and I'm going to use you as an example. I'm not trying to skyline you or anything, dude.
Oh, okay.
What you just said is part of it. The regular police officer.
Right.
What is that, dude?
What's a
regular police officer?
They're expected to be a lot of things, aren't they?
Yeah, but the thing about it is, one of those true stories. You had to be there. I was at a, it's a decommissioned police range, but it's open to the public, right?
Right.
It's got its own thing. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of former police officers in there. And I was going through my gear, doing something with my gear, and this old dude, you know, the old dudes, man, sitting at the bar, you know, not an alcohol bar, but it was the old bar in the range. And there was some incident on TV that he was talking about. It really aggravated him about how, you know, it's always, you know, the patrol officer can't handle a situation. He's got to contain it and wait for the SWAT team or whatever.
Right.
And the guy was pretty, you could tell, he was pretty ramped up. And he goes, if that was me, you know, I was expected to handle it. Go in there and handle it. And we did all the time. You know, it was.
But that was. And how old was this individual?
Oh, I would say he's probably about maybe 10, 15 years older than me. He met about 70, 75 ish.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't have time enough to launch into this, but it was a different. He was a different police officer, though. You know, we can talk about that when we get back.
Different leadership.
Yeah. That was a whole different dynamic in place. Whole different thing in those days, but we're coming up on the first break, and before we go, how's the shoulder?
It hurts.
How's and the ticker? The ticker, has that changed?
It's, no change.
Well, in that particular case, with the heart, if you don't have a change and it's just sort of maintaining status quo, I you know. I don't know that that's a bad thing. Yeah, I don't know that's a bad thing. And for those of you interested in what Dave does, you can go to combatspeed.com and find out his schedule, find out what's on his agenda. You can catch him. He is the host of Trigger Time TV on the Pursuit Channel. Go check him out there. That's well worth your look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we're discussing maybe there needs to be the police officer that you were, or the former police officer you were talking to, the 70-something year old man. Those guys were cut from a different bolt of cloth than your average 20, 30 year old police officer today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. But what is, and what I see is, you know, human beings are cyclic. We're, you know, we're born, we mature, we are productive, and then we die. So, generationally, it's not just the people themselves have changed individually or collectively based on, you know, life events, but the leadership. You know, I'm telling you, bro, this left-leaning element in our country has always been a problem, and it's always going to be a problem until we do something about it. But the thing about it is, look at the mentality, how the mentality has changed in respect to the leadership. How can you knowingly or by choice go forth to do the kind of things that law enforcement officers are required to do, and yet leadership will hang them out to dry in an instant, or, you know, it just becomes, you know, an insurmountable problem. I read something recently on the number of law enforcement that are leaving the ranks, and it was pretty appalling.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what people are doing as far as recruiting, you know, new people.
I have no idea what they could do. I think for the, you know, how they talk about a jury that the jury shouldn't look at the media and get contaminated by the news and everything that's out there. I think most young people looking at this, unless they have some really serious call to service, would be looking at law enforcement, depending on where they live, maybe. And I don't see any of them. I don't see any of them saying, you know, I can't wait to be a part of this. Because you're just going to be, it looks like in a lot of cases, you're going to get hung out to dry. And the other problem is that they have been so denigrated in the view of society. You know, they kill everybody and all this other stuff, that now they're targets. So they just about have to change their approach. And if they don't change their approach, depending on their jurisdiction, they might just get gunned down while they're having a sub sandwich for lunch.
Exactly. It's a horrible situation. What I don't understand about the Buffalo, New York shooting is I don't understand why that shooter survived. I mean, as soon as someone had, now I'm not going to second guess anyone, and I'm not going to armchair quarterback them.
Right.
But until, see, it's that military mind versus the law enforcement mind of apprehension versus elimination.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's the problem with it, isn't it, with law enforcement? If you're in there and you're in a combat mode and they lay down their weapon and hold their hands up, you got to stop.
Right, and I don't get that. The there's no, you know, part of this leadership issue we're talking about, the psychological issues, problems, are all driven by, if you stop and think about this, what is socially acceptable. Or, you know, what's acceptable for a society, for civilization? And the missing piece that everybody, you know, gladly overlooks is how the justice system has been gutted like a fish.
Well,
consequences.
Yeah, well, I don't look at it as so much being gutted as turned around. I mean, you got guys taking shots at cops in these big city jurisdictions.
Yeah.
They're out in 2 days at that, if they're not out the same day.
Yeah,
if they get arrested early enough, they'll be out that same day.
The accountability. There's no responsibility. People aren't being held to any kind of standard, you know, and that's the problem with the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I can go out and try to kill as many people as I can, sure. And I don't have to worry about it because, one, the cops aren't going to shoot me, and two, I'll live at least 30 years on death row.
Three hots and a cop. Yeah. Not a big deterrent, is it?
If people knew and understood that you're going to conduct yourself in this manner at risk of your life, because we'll shut you down.
Well, the other thing, and when I was in my class today, there's a former LEO there, and I was telling him what we were going to be talking about, and he wanted to know how we're going to take and do an after-action review when we don't know all the facts yet. And I said, we don't have to have all the facts to understand that these should have been hard targets. And he said, oh, well, yeah. And that's the next thing, isn't it? I mean, and we can talk about that in the next segment, but the problem with these schools and the problem with the whole supposition of defending a school is that we have never learned the lesson. We've never taken action since Columbine. We shouldn't have had another one of these things since Columbine. And Columbine taught us that young man can do some evil things.
Yeah.
But young men can do some very evil things. And all of them give all.
Evil's going to find a way.
Oh, yeah.
Evil will always find a way. Period. There's no second guessing that. You have to be vigilant 100% of the time.
Right.
And, you know, people, you know, they want to, you know, complain about how things are being done, and yet nobody's willing to do what is necessary to prevent it from happening.
Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about...
Take an either too, bro.
Right. We're going to talk about what could have been done. In just breaching a room where we know hostiles are when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation, the topic of the day at the White House. President Biden meeting with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. He said he hopes to lead a transition from a historic economic recovery to a steady growth pattern that helps families. A jury has reached a verdict in our nation's capital.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday found Michael Sussman not guilty of lying to the FBI in September of 2016 involving the Trump-Russia fake news story. The jury included one federal government employee who told the judge they donated to the Democrats in 2016 and another government employee who told the judge they strongly disliked former President Trump. Both said they could be impartial throughout the trial.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. This is USA Radio News. Funerals and memorials are underway 1 week after the deadly South Texas elementary school shooting. Uvalde is beginning to bury the 19 children and two teachers killed at Robb Elementary. Authorities are investigating why police waited outside the school before eventually shooting and killing the murderer. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to increase the defense budget to $782 billion for the 2022 fiscal year. This as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, sat down with Fox News to talk about the U.S. military's capabilities for future warfare.
We're in a period of what I call a change in the character of war, where we have fundamental changes in technology, for example, robotics and artificial intelligence. This last series of strategies that have been put out in the last 2 years are pointing us in the direction to adjust and reform our military.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. The drama of live radio. I had to run outside and pay my grass cutting guy. Take him a bottle of water.
Yep.
We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let's say you have a building. You have to go in the building. You know you have hostiles in one particular area of the building. You know where the area of the building is that they are. You know how many of them there are. With a team that knows what it's doing, and what is the minimum size a team could be, and what size element would you send in there? 6?
2.
Oh,
minimum.
Okay.
Minimum 2-man team.
Right, okay.
That's a baseline infantry
fire maneuver.
Rule. You never send one guy to do anything.
Right.
It's always 2-man rule.
Well, I know with 2-man you can even do Overwatch with 2-man, so good to go.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So 2.
Okay, minimum. Yeah.
What is there a protocol in place in the military today? I mean, it was going to be tank warfare on European landmass. We didn't worry too much about entering buildings. We just would have blown them up.
Right.
They were in there. We think we killed them all. Listen, who's got the beer?
Right.
Going in and clearing a building, is that a science yet?
Pardon me?
Is that a science?
A
the method clearing going
oh,
in?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Going
yeah,
in and breaching.
Many different ways. You're basically only limited to by your imagination in respect
sure.
to you know how to clear a structure. But some of the baseline issues, whenever possible, clear from the top down. Give them an out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because a trapped rat will fight 10 times harder than one that's got a you know. One that's busy trying to get away.
Now in combat, that would include maybe creating an opening in the roof line to actually get in, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You'd have to breach the structure,
right?
Of course, you'd probably have to have aircraft to get on top. It all depends on, you know, what the scenario is, but what you described, if you know where they're at, and you know, you have that level of intel, then granted, you can't, well, you shouldn't blow off the rest of the structure because, you know, intel, you generally can't take intel for 100%. But in that, if I had a sizable element to work with, I would choose an entry point based on, like, the tactical layout of the actual problem. You know, I can't just say I would go in the front door because I don't know what the scenario is. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
But I would you know, enter the structure as surreptitiously or silently as possible and have a, you can call it a rabbit team if you want.
Okay.
Have a rabbit team go straight to the crisis point in the structure while the remainder of the element systematically clears the building. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
To make sure there's no, you know, no surprises.
You know, I've never asked this question before, but like things like flashbangs, throwing a flashbang into a classroom full of kids with an assailant or multiple assailants in there.
Yeah.
What do you think the effect? Well, I mean, that's not the thing to do. I mean, if I understand that it's probably going to cause.
That was my immediate thought when you said that. My immediate thought was I would be hard pressed to bang a room with a bunch of kids in it. You know what I mean? I mean,
well,
you talk about a classroom. There's really nothing to hide behind or get behind. And you generally have anywhere from, 15 to, 30 kids in a room?
Yeah.
How are you not going to injure somebody with a flashbang? You know what I mean?
Well, then I guess something that I guess what they would have to do would be sort of like an explosive breach, and just it just has to be so fast and violent that the...
Yeah, but why do you have to even do that? I mean...
I'm just thinking to get in there if there's still some people alive. Now, in this particular instance with Uvalde, I don't think there's anybody left alive with him.
Right, I don't know. But,
he barricaded himself in one classroom and killed everybody in it.
One thing I want to shed light on is just look at the conversation we're having now. Look at the influence that affects your decision-making process when you have children involved versus adults.
Should that be part of it, though? I mean, to me...
It should be part of the psychological prep or training for law enforcement, sure.
Well, I mean, but they've got to be able to shunt that aside, don't they? They've got to be able to look at that and say, okay, there might be some popped eardrums.
I mean, I'm gonna be a little facetious, man. Let me just take your position to the nth degree.
Right.
Okay. You got a school shooter? Why even go in there, man? Just blow the school up, and it's done.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Well, no. When I was talking about an explosive breach, I was just talking about something maybe. If you got a guy barricaded.
Yeah, I understood the explosive breaching thing. I just took, you know, the scenario, worst case. All I'm trying to point out is when you have children involved and numbers of children involved, it has an effect on you psychologically, and your decision-making process as to how to go about doing business. That's got to be addressed in training and practicing. But most importantly, your leadership has to support you.
Well, yeah.
Period.
There's that. But, I mean, I think the training would go a long way. I think there's probably a lot of indecisiveness in Uvalde. I think they were sitting there wondering what to do and everything, trying to contain something, trying to figure out what to do. They exist in a world, the post-Ferguson world. You know, they're going to be damned one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Then when the cavalry arrives, holding them up and everything, maybe they were thinking they would still be held responsible for whatever they did. Have you ever had any dealings with the Border Patrol SWAT teams?
They're good at what they do. But see, the Border Patrol has a different mission.
Right.
They're law enforcement per se, but they are more independent, and their duty position requires them to have independence and the ability to function on their own for the
right.
most part. But all of your large organizations have good people. They're chock full of good people. But it's not the people that are the problem.
Right.
It's the leadership and the psychology involved. Used to be
Hold up right there, because I want to hear about this, but we're coming up on the next break. Super Dave, you can follow him at sdave_Harrington on Instagram and get a look at his new logo, or the cool logo that he's got coming up and everything else. And that's where worth the look. It's a very, I like it. I like it a lot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we have been speaking to Super Dave Harrington. He was about tell me about why we came to the need for SWAT teams. You were about to say how they came about.
August 1st, 1966, Charles Whitman. Ring a bell?
Ring a bell. The clock tower in Texas.
Yep.
Texas A&M.
Yep. Texas Tower Sniper.
Yeah.
At the University of Texas in Austin. Dig this. That situation was dealt with appropriately. They knew that there was not going to be a snowball's chance of shutting him down unless somebody went up there and did it.
Right.
And that's what was done. And that should have set the precedent for how those types of circumstances should be handled. And it didn't. It kind of went south. You know, they had the idea, well, you know, we need to that incident was, as I understand it, the primary incident that brought about the SWAT elements and the whole SWAT team mentality and the separation between the patrol officer and the SWAT officer, and contain the situation instead of handle it, contain it and let the SWAT guys get it. You know, when they, you know, can finally get assembled and, you know, get organized and blah, blah, blah. All that takes time.
Right.
And when you have, you know, a perpetrator that is intent on causing as many casualties as possible in the least amount of time, that puts the onus on the patrol officers to close, you know, I see it as it's kind of like a 5-point contingency plan, similar to the OODA loop, but for ground pounders.
Right.
You've got to, first thing you got to do is detect, then locate, identify, decide, and act. That's it. I see the whole active shooter thing that simply. One, you have to detect them, or, you know, realize they exist, if that's at all possible, prior to the event starting.
Right.
You've got to locate them, identify them, and make a decision and act on it. You know, are you going to shut them down and eliminate them, or, you know, is the possibility of apprehending them exist? But that's, you know, that's the decision point for the man on the ground.
Okay, so with that, when that decision point is made, like the decision point that was made here, with law enforcement in Uvalde, and their command and control, whatever it was, whatever they had calling the shots and everything. They basically made a decision to contain it.
Right.
But in doing so, they also made a decision that everybody that was there with him was probably done, and they made apparently no attempt to do something about it. I heard some chief or some commander thought that there were no children alive in the room, which, I mean, how would you know that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
This is the first I've heard this.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to, and this is the thing, about this. What I completely agree with everything you're saying about the command and control, and you got to figure out what you're going to do. You got to have your plan, you got to have contingencies in place. You got to have your hitters, and they got to go in there, and they got to be ruthless, and they got to prosecute what they're going to do. And you got to take responsibility for all of that. Or failing to do so, you also have to take responsibility for what happens taking no action. Would you agree with that?
Well, the responsibility is all-inclusive of everything that does or does not happen.
Right.
You know? But the individual, provided they could be identified, that made the decision to wait, should be held accountable for that.
Right.
Because I don't know what it's going to take for the collective consciousness to understand that active shooter situations should automatically, under those circumstances, lethal force is authorized.
Right.
And supported.
Well, you know, with school shooting, now my understanding has been this, with school shootings since Columbine, if a cop gets there, he goes in. And twice now, this being the second time, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland being the first time, twice now, police have shown up there, and the first person on the scene that could have done something with it didn't.
Right.
And the other thing about Uvalde now, this particular Robb Elementary School had lockdown procedures in place. They had practiced them many times. There's a lot of illegal immigration activity there that it spills over into real crime. They've locked the school down successfully many, many times. And the weak link was that teacher that went out and left the door unlocked, left it propped open, right? So they had measures in place, but still, I look at the kind of measures they had with that school without having anybody armed on the inside. I refer to that as passive defense. You know, it's like a seatbelt and an airbag. Okay, you got a seatbelt, you got an airbag. We wish you luck in the wreck. Passive restraints. And you know, instead of it being a hard target. Now, 30% of Texas schools are armed. You know that, right? Or did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, and they are apparently in the same sort of, like, Wilbarger County, Texas, has been armed since 2007. And, I mean, the armed teachers are also trained in combat trauma care. So they can shoot you and plug you up. I mean, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good program we got in place, and we could be doing that, but we're not doing that. And we got about 3 minutes here. So, in my last question to you, I'm just going to ask for your opinion. Why do you think we haven't made schools hard targets?
Well, it's just I have no answer for that, man.
Well, I think a lot of them lack the political will. After the church was shot here in South Carolina,
right?
I asked a preacher about arming, you know, letting people in the church with guns, and he was like, "I just hate the idea that it would be necessary to have guns in the sanctuary." And I looked at him and I said, "But it is necessary." So you can hate the idea all you like, or are you going to hate? Do you think the guy in Sutherland, Texas, would hate the idea of guns being in there, or do you think he wishes that somebody had a gun in there that day, or in Charleston?
Well, I'm sure there's quite a few people that are, doing a hardcore mental review,
right,
on a lot of serious points of interest. It's just a matter of, is this going to be the same old song and dance, or is somebody going to actually, you know, take action to see that, you know, their children are safe?
Yeah. It, given this day and this age, I mean, when the planes were parked in the skyscrapers, they hardened the cockpits, and no planes have been, as far as I know, no planes have been taken over by bad guys.
Right.
It's been tried, but nobody's done it. We guard all kinds of things with guns, but we don't guard our kids. And I think the fact that you and I have to discuss this here today is one of the dumbest things I've ever considered. The fact that I can say that with confidence, they're not protecting the children. They have not learned the lesson, and it's still a problem today. Right now, this minute, it's still a problem.
Right.
Well, before we run out of time,
state of affairs, man, and
it is
back to how it reflects on America as a civilized society.
Indeed, it is. Before I run out of time, thank you once again for joining me.
No worries, Mr. Bill.
Hey.
I always enjoy the opportunity, man.
The height of tactical insight with Super Dave Harrington. Check him out on Trigger Time TV. Check him out on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I'm sure he's got some light to shed on this topic as well. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.